Hello everyone, I, Dr. Atul Pawar, would be taking you further with Right to Information Act, Environmental Act and Pollution Acts. In this app, we'll be reading about right to information, role of public information officer, about protection, improvement and the environment, establishment of the National Green Tribunal and health effects of air pollution and regulatory bodies responsible to monitor it. The structure would comprise of Right to Information Act, which was constituted in 2005. What is the introduction of it? What is the scope? Private bodies, processes, exclusions, information, and RTI. So let's start with Right to Information. It is an act of the Parliament of India to provide for settling out the practical regime of right to information for citizens, and replaces the Earth's Freedom of Information Act to promote the transparency and accountability in the working of every public authority. The constitution of Central Information Commission and the State Information Commission for the matters concerned there with or incidental thereto. The act applies to all states and union territory of India except Jammu and Kashmir. Under the provision of the act, any citizen may request information from public authority, which is required to reply expeditiously within the 30 days. The Act also requires every public authority to computerize their records for wide dissemination and to proactively certain categories of information so that citizens need minimum resource to request for the information formally. This Act was passed by Parliament on 15 June 2005. And came fully into force on 12th October 2005, which was on Vijayadashmi. The first application was given to Pune Police Station on 12th October 2005, submitted by Shahid Raza Barni. The information disclosure in India was restricted by Official Secrets Act in 1923, and various organizations are special laws, which was new RTI Act relaxes. It codifies the fundamental right of citizens. Scope. The Act covers the whole of India except Jammu and Kashmir, where J&K Right to Information Act is in force. It is known to all constitutional authorities, including the executive, legislative, judiciary, and any institution or body established or constituted by Act of Parliament or state legislation. It is also defined as an act that bodies are authorized, established, constituted or ordered or notified by appropriate government, including bodies owned, controlled or substantially financed by government or non-government organization. Private bodies. Private bodies are not within the act ambit directly. In a decision of Sabarjit Roy versus Delhi Electricity Regulatory Commission, the Central Information Commission also reframed that private public utility companies continue to within the RTI activity, their privatization notwithstanding. Similarly, VSNL, which was previously owned by Government of India, is now managed by Tata Groups and is known as Tata Communication, holds the right for RTI. The process. The RTI process involves reactive disclosure of information by authorities. An RTI request initiates the process. Authority covered by RTI Act must adopt their public information officer. Any person may submit a written request to the public information officer for information. It is the PIO's obligation to provide information to citizen of India whose request of information under the Act would be taken into consideration. If the request pertains to another public authority, it is PIO's decisions or responsibility to transfer or forward to the concerned portion of the request to PIO of the other authority within 5 working days. In addition, every public authority is required to designate assistant public information officer to receive RTI request and appeal for forwarding of the PIOs to the public authority. The applicant is required to disclose his name and contact particulars but not any other reasons for justification for seeking information. The Central Information Commission acts upon complaints from those individuals who have not been able to submit information requests to Central Public Information Officer or State Public Information Officer due to either the officer is not been appointed or because this representative Central Assistant Officer Information Officer or State Assistant Public Information Officer refuses to receive the application from the information. The Act specifies the time limit for replying to the request. If the request has been made by PIO, the reply has to be given within 30 days of the receipt. If the request has been made by APO, the reply has to be given within 35 days of the receipt. If the PIO transfers the request to another public authority, better concerned with the information requested, the time allowed to reply is 30 days, but computed from the day after it is received by the PIO to transfer the authority. Information concerning the corruption and human rights violation by Scheduled Security Agency, those listed in the schedule of the Act, is to be provided within 45 days, but with prior approval from the Central Information Commission. However, if life or liberty of any person is involved, PIO is expected to reply within 48 hours. But now, these people are misusing the facilities provided in the Act. In many organizations, employees tries to take some personal gains by filing ITI query. But since the issue is interdepartmental and not public interest, so it is not obligatory for the organization to provide the information as raised in the query filed by ITI. Since the information is to be paid for, the reply of PIO is necessarily limited to either denying the request in whole or in part, or providing a commutation of further fees. Normally, the fees for RTI form are Rs. 10. The time between the reply of PIO and the time taken to deposit the further fees for the information is excluded from the time allowed. If the information is provided within this period, it is treated as deemed refusal. Refusal with or without reason may be grounded for appeal or complaint. Further, information not provided in the times prescribed is to be provided free of charge. Appeal possesses or also is defined. Central exclusions. Central intelligence and security agencies schedule in sections of RTI like IB, Director General of Income Tax, RAW, Central Bureau of Investigation, Director of Revenue Intelligence, Central Economic Intelligence Bureau, Director of Enforcement, Narcotics Control Bureau, Aviation Research Centers, Special Frontier Force, BSF, CRPF, ITB, CISF, NSG, Assam Rifles, Special Service Bureau, Special Branches, Andaman Nicobar, the Crime Branch of CID, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Special Branches of Lakshadweep Police Agencies specified by the state government through notification will also be excluded. The exclusion, however, is not absolute. These organizations have an obligation to provide information pertaining to allegations of corruptions, human rights violations. Further information related to allegations of human rights violation could be given out, but only with the approval of Central or State Information Commission. The following is exempted from disclosure under Section of 8 of the Act. Information disclosure which would be prejudicially affected the sovereignty and integrity of India, the security, the strategic, scientific or economic interest of the state, relation with the foreign state or lead to the incitement of an offense like Border Security Force or Defense Research Organization, information which has been expressed forbiddenly to be published by any court of law or tribunal or disclosure which may constitute contempt of court like cases whose judgment is still pending in the court of law, like judgment or arguments which are still pertaining in Supreme Court or in lower courts can be forbidden. Information disclosure of which would cause breach of privilege of parliament or state legislation like details of bills still not passed on the floor of parliament. Information including commercial confidence, trade secrets or intellectual property of disclosure of which would harm the competitive position of the third party. unless the competent authority is satisfied the larger public interest warrants the disclosure of such information, like few drug molecules are product of original research of particular pharmaceutical company, and they want to preserve the patency or the copyright of the original research work. So they do not want to share the original research work with the pharmaceutical company. Similarly, different publication house tries to maintain their copyright. So if one breaks or breaches this contract, then such cases can be sued in the court of law. Information available to the person in his fiduciary relationship, unless the competent authority is satisfied the larger public interest warrants the disclosure of such information. For example, if a query is raised about the disclosure of interdepartmental information, and if PIO thinks that if it is not related with the benefit of larger public interest, then they may refuse to give the information. Information received in confidence from foreign government. For example, there are certain sensitive issues signed by foreign minister who cannot be disclosed to general public, such as nuclear deal, foreign policies related to World Banks, defense research organization deals, etc. Information the disclosure of which would endanger the life and physical safety of any person or identify the source of information, assistance given in confidence for the law enforcement, security of the or for security purpose, like death penalty of international terrorists or personalities. Information would impede to the process of investigation and apprehension or prosecution of offenders, like court proceeding of Kasab or related to massacre happened in Taj Hotel in Mumbai city. Cabinet papers, including records of deliberation of Council of Ministers, secretaries and other office, like many sensitive issues related to PMO office. Information related to personal information and disclosure of which has no relationship to any public activity or interest, which would cause unwarranted invasion or privacy of individual. Notwithstanding any exemption listed above, the public authority may allow the access of information if public interest is disclosure overweights to harm the protected interest. However, this does not apply to the disclosure of trade or commercial secrets protected by the law. RTI and health related issue, mainly related to government funded hospital, government related NGO or international agency which set up the hospitals or healthcare centers under the MOU signed between the mutual or bilateral agreement. Always disclose the name of the officers related to dispensing the information related to health in state health department, such as PIO of the health department. Special attention must be given to MLC cases, such as dowry cases, poisoning cases, death in police custody, any patient brought dead to the hospital, RTA or bomb blast injuries. Special attention to the issues of medical negligence and professional misconduct. Issues related to operations of the health department in government sector, such as auxiliary nurse, midwife not visiting PHC in government health department. Issues related to expenses and audit in health department. Transparency related to expenses of grant in aid, social service and related to health. Issues related to constructions of the hospital building, like civil work related to expansion of newly built ICU. Issues related to vendor selections, purchase of the costly medicine, purchase of the hospital equipments, purchase of the costly hospital appliances. Issues related to registration of vital events such as birth, death, maternal mortality, infant mortality, etc. Issues related to recruitment of manpower in hospitals, healthcare organizations such as recruitment of doctors, nurses, lab technicians, housekeeping, CSSD staff, etc. Environment Protection Act. Environment Protection Act, it is an act of parliament in a wake of Bhopal tragedy, which was due to leakage of MIC, methyl isocyanide gas. The government of India enacted the Environment Protection Act under 1986, the article of 253 of the constitution. The purpose of the act is to implement the decision of United Nations Conference on Human Environment of 1972. In so far, they are related to protection and improvement of the human environment and the prevention of hazards to human beings and other living creatures, plants and properties. The Act is umbrella legislation designed to provide framework for central government coordination of activities of various central and state authorities established under the previous law, such as Water Act and Air Act. The objective of providing this act are for the protection and improvement of the government and empower the central government to establish authorities and lay down the charges to tackle specific environmental problems. This act was last amended in 1991. The objective of this act is to coordinate the activities of various regulatory agencies already in existence. The creation of authorities or authorities with the adequate power for environment protection. Regulation of discharge of environmental pollutants and handling of hazardous substances. Speedy response in event of accident threatening environmental or deterrent punishment for those who endanger human environment, safety and health. The power conferred by the Environment Protection Act are as follows under the following heads. Coastal Regulation Zone. Like in Mumbai, clearance from the Coastal Regulatory Board manages the preservation of mangrove population. Eco-sensitivity zone, like forestation and creation of green environmental belt. Environmental clearance, like general proper disposal of industrial effluents into Mithi River of Mumbai. Or environmental lab like BRC to set up an environmental lab to survey related to presence of radioactive substance in the environment. Loss of ecology like fast urbanization leading to massive cut down of forest. Or hazardous substance management like management of radioactive waste. Ozone layer depletions or increasing incidences of global warming and rapid melting of snow in Antarctica. The next act is Air Act or the Air Prevention Act. This regulation are enacted to prevent and control of pollution of air. These are applicable to all places of work, including factories covered under the Factories Act. The Central and State Pollution Control Boards are enforcing agencies. Some of the duties of these sub-authorities are granting no objection certificates to industries before the factory setup. Setting up standard for the industrial pollutions in ambient like air monitoring of the concentration of H2O and CO2 with carbon monoxide. Monitoring and analyzing, conducting investigation regarding air pollution. Control of airborne epidemics such as exacerbation of bronchial asthma, hay fever, COPD. Enforcement is carried out by state pollution control boards through qualified engineers and scientists. The occupation of factories are required to ensure the number of pollutant released in ambient air did not exceed the permissible limit prescribed under the status. However, there are no provisions related to monitoring and controlling the airborne concentration of pollutants as the source are well into the workroom. The status also does not prescribe the precautions to be taken to protect the workers against the harmful airborne substances. Different components of air pollution. The ozone layer depletion due to air pollution has threatened the Earth's ecosystem as more as UV rays will reach the Earth and will process global warming. Indoor air pollution or urban air quality are two major concerns in the field of air pollution. These days, lot of indoor appliances such as AC, electronic devices such as computer, home theater, microwave also generate electromagnetic radiations and increase the air pollution. Major air pollutants are sulfur oxides produced from volcanic eruptions and industrial pollutions. Nitrogen oxides produced from burn haze and irritating type of gas. Carbon monoxide released from incomplete combustion of motor vehicles, industrial waste, etc. Methane is an extremely efficient greenhouse gas which contributes to enhancement of global warming. Particulate matter such as fluorocarbons, diesel exhaust or ammonium, which are major cause of irritating lung disease such as COPD, lung cancer and reduces FEV or vital capacity of the lung. Health effects of the air pollution. COPD, stroke, lung cancer, cystic fibrosis in particular manner. Children below age of 5 are most vulnerable for air pollution. There is a correlation between pneumonia-related deaths and air pollution from the motor vehicles. Acute exacerbation of chronic bronchial asthma or secondary lung infections are the major type of health effects on the due to air pollution. Different types of lung cancers, such as small cell carcinoma of lung or adenocarcinoma of lung, are the part of air pollution hazards. There are certain regulatory bodies which monitors the air pollution. Air Quality Index, AQHI. The measurement is based on observed relationship between nitrogen oxide and ground level of ozone and particulates. The measurement of air quality in ambient pollution, the creation of central and state pollution control board, and regulation of the control of health hazard due to air pollution. The periodic health checkup for industrial workers is mandatory for people working in industries which are emitting the hazardous gases. Spirometry is known as lung function test, which has to be conducted regularly to know the functioning of lung for these workers and people residing near these factories. X-ray chest or X-rays are being mandatory for the people who are in vicinity of these factories or working in these factories. Replacement of diesel and petrol vehicle by CNG and removal of old and outdated vehicles by new vehicles. Creation of a green belt along the roadside which consumes CO2 and releases O2, thus purifying the atmosphere. There is another act called as Water Act and the Water Prevention Act, which was amended in 1995. These rules are enacted for the prevention and control of pollution in water courses. These are applicable to all workplaces, including factories covered under the Factories Act. The central and state pollution control boards are enforcing agencies. Some of the duties of enforcement of the authorities include providing technical guidance, monitoring and analyzing and conducting the investigation regarding water pollution, setting standards for industrial efficiency in water. Important facts about water pollution. Control of waterborne epidemics such as cholera, typhoid, hepatitis, acute gastroenteritis. Type of water pollution is mostly due to point source of water pollution, non-point source of water pollution, and groundwater pollution. There has to be physical testing of water pollution through total suspended solids and turbidity. Chemical testing of water pollutions that are pH-based, biochemical oxygen demand-based, or chemical oxygen demand-based, or bioindicators, presence of copepods or crotism found in fresh water. Coil from bacteria are commonly used in bacterial indicator water pollution. Control of water pollution. There has to be a cooling pod enforced by state government through qualified engineers and scientists appointed for that purpose. Cooling towers. Cogeneration, a process where waste heat is recycled for domestic and industrial heating. Creation of oxidization of pond, water treatment plant, anaerobic lagoons and constructed wetlands. Retention basins for controlling urban run of slit fees and install a construction site. One of the best example of it is installation of a slit face or a groundwater restoration facilities in the hospitals. Along with that, there is certain schemes adopted by the government of India like Ganga Safai Pariyojana, an initiative taken by Prime Minister to clean water of Ganga to control the discharges of industrial waste, such as cooling of the discharge of leather tanning industry into the Ganga, especially at Kanpur, preventing the discharge of unburned bodies, especially from the ghats of Varanasi, increasing the BOD in waters of Ganga with the prevention of flora, fauna, and preventing the illegal mining of Ganga sand from the sand mafia of UP and Bihar. A mission was for Swachh Bharat. The Act specifies time limits replying on the request. If the request has been made by PIO, the reply has to be given within 30 days of the receipt. If the request has been made by APO, the reply has to be given by 35 days. The Environmental Protection Act is an act of Parliament in the wake of Bhopal tragedy. The objective are to creation of an authority and authorities with adequate power for environmental protection, regulation of discharge of environmental pollution and handling of the hazardous waste. Air Act The regulations are enacted for the prevention and control of pollution in India. These are applicable to all places of the world, including the factors covered under the Factors Act, the central and the state pollution control boards, and enforcing agencies. The occupiers of the factory are required to ensure the number of pollutant released in the ambient air do not exceed the permissible limit under any status. The Water Act. These rules are enacted to prevention and control of the pollution in the water course. These are applicable to all places, including factories and the Factories Act. As per the requirement of the status, the occupier of factories are required to ensure the number of effluents in the water let out do not exceed the permissible limit. The stress is given on how the treatment of the water has been taking place. Thank you.